Readers who merely view the myriad photographs in the newly published book, Philadelphia, Finding the Hidden City, will deprive themselves of the layers of context, laying out how what once was informs what is and what could be for this unique birthplace of the nation. Let's take a tour with two of the authors, Nathaniel Popkin, author and co-founder of the web magazine The Hidden City Daily, and senior writer for the documentary film Philadelphia, The Great Experiment. Also photographer, Joseph Elliott, professor of art at Muhlenberg College and an instructor at the University of Pennsylvania's School of Design. Nathaniel, Joe, welcome to NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Here's an opportunity to take us from Philadelphia's birthplace to what is now, focusing largely on the 20th century.
You know, this book is a way of looking at the present-day city. This is a book about Philadelphia 2017. And when we look at the city of the present day, we see a city in the present that is in tension always, and uniquely so, with its past, but also with the future, the city that it might be, or as I've said, the possible city. And that's the standpoint from which we explore the city in this book, giving the reader the capacity and maybe the terminology and the way of seeing to recognize the layers in the way that Philadelphia has uniquely built up over time in layers. We say it accreted itself. And the way it also uses the city that we, living here today, have inherited, a city that was built by others before us, and we use it as the raw material for our dreams, for the kind of city that we want to live in. And, you know, one thing we really want to make clear here is that we see the city as in its dynamic nature. That is, it is always changing. Cities are always changing of all kinds. So even though it appeared that Philadelphia was left in a kind of stasis and sort of in a large way the material culture of it was, of course it was shifting in all different kinds of ways, economically, socioeconomically. And we want to capture some of that. And how does it get represented in a special way in Philadelphia? One of those ways is that Philadelphians have a real acuity for bringing things along, you know, with them. We don't really ever really abandon things. One of the things we talk about in the book is reading a streetscape and seeing it, you know, it looks abandoned, but it's really not. So as an example, the Globe Dye Works, from the street in a photograph that Joe took, it appears to be all boarded up, but in fact, inside it's in the process of reinventing itself as a place of contemporary production. So we like to think of this as an inhabited place, not an empty place.
I'm hearing the Bruce Springsteen soundtrack, My City of Layered Ruins. And with that, Joe, how does one, as one would in decoupage, take back the layers to see more of the essence of what once was?
Well, I like the image of the Globe Dye Works. It looks sort of boarded up from the outside. If we look at the pictures in the book, the photographs, almost all of them are interiors. Very few show the exterior. And you might say, well, that's leaving a lot out. We don't maybe understand the context of where these places are if we can't see them from the outside. But the peeling of the layers is really trying. What I'm doing there is just getting into these places and, you might say, penetrating within and within the layers and looking from the inside to find out what's really there. There's so much inside these places that, as Nathaniel says, if we drive by, we might think they're completely abandoned or there's, you know, a pile of rubble inside. But then you walk inside, or you are welcomed inside in many cases by the people that own them or use them, and you find this incredibly rich world. So, as a photographer, I find, you know, if I look back at my work, all is in the last 20 years, it has really evolved to where it's almost all interiors. That's what is most attractive to me and what I find I have most to work with. I can create images with interiors that can be the smallest detail, like a set of jars in the old infirmary of the Distin Saw Works with sort of dust on top of them, up to the kind of monumental interior you might see inside the Metropolitan Opera House or the Richmond Power Station. So there's a huge range of what I can do to make a photograph that evokes, that is evocative about that, about a particular place.
Nathaniel Popkin, Joe Elliott, thanks so much for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
Thanks, Dave.
You're very welcome.
The new book is entitled Philadelphia, Finding the Hidden City. I've been speaking with Nathaniel Popkin, author and co-founder of the web magazine Hidden City Daily, senior writer for the documentary film Philadelphia, The Great Experiment, and Joe Elliott, professor of art at Muhlenberg College and an instructor at the University of Pennsylvania School of Design.